friends. Oh, yes, I mean, I've always banned. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. For all your music needs, head to 9299 Watson Road.
All right, it's a club. It's open. Dan Durkholtz, fresh off the Crosby, Stills, Nash concert tonight down at the Fox, will join us in a little bit, and we'll talk about some bands coming to town and some new releases. I don't know if he went to the Nicki Minaj concert, but... kind of curious about that train wreck. I don't understand. I don't understand it at all. Slamming Sammy Sound with us to bring home the local music thing and the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. Are you a Nicki Minaj fan? Can you explain this to me?
No, I'm not.
I don't really know much about it. And I was like, what is this? This is like a Saturday Night Live skit.
It's colorful.
Yeah, and...
that's all I know about it.
I don't know. I mean, her and Kesha. Is it Kesha? It's just that cookie cutter, electronica, staccato, high-pitched sing. And that's it. That's all there is to it.
Well, I guess when they were here, a few gals or concert attendees came into the bar before they went to the show. And the outfits, I thought maybe DB's had closed and all the servers and the bartenders showed up.
Oh, really?
That's what I thought.
One of those, first. Huh? Oh, I see.
Yeah, colorful.
Sorry, I missed it. All right, let's talk about Play It Forward, and this an organization spearheaded by Sam, but getting a groundswell of support from folks to help get instruments into the hands of high school kids who honestly wouldn't be able to rent or buy or have access to musical instruments and would otherwise be deprived of the joy of just music in general, and you've done a wonderful job with that. So we try to get more help each week as we go along. So how was the week?
The week's been great. We just had a new show developing 2 days ago at Patio's on a Cards versus Pittsburgh game Saturday, August 18th. If you bring – no, they're going to do a barbecue pig. They're going to roast a pig on their lot, two of them. From the Iron Barley and the Roadhouse, our friend Bill. And if you bring an instrument that day, they'll give you a free barbecue plate and a Shafley beer. How cool
nice.
Is that?
Nice.
Yeah.
And two, with these instrument donations or cash donations, you are a 501c3. So these are charitable contributions.
Yeah, I give them a tax write-off letter for their instrument.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want that to be your motivation for helping out, but it's, you know, a little added incentive.
I wanted to tell you this, too. I think we talked about this before. I'd met some Carlos Santana camp people. And this guy named Jeff, he emails me quite a bit, and he keeps sending me drum heads. And he just emailed again the other day, and so they just got off tour. And along the way, he collected all kinds of instruments for me, and he's sending them UPS this week. How cool is that?
From the camp in Mill Valley?
No, just Santana. Carlos.
Yeah, I know, but they're based out of Mill Valley, California.
Didn't know that.
They've given us a lot of stuff, too, over the years for Carney's Kids.
For Carney's Kids.
Yeah, very philanthropic, and he's got the Milagro Foundation with his wife, which also does a lot of amazing work internationally. But it's not Played Forward, so we'll move back to that.
But, I mean, what a blessing. I didn't know a lot of that about Carlos, so just to be in his realm of thinking here in St. Louis, just this little Play It Forward is kind of a big deal to me. So very grateful for that.
Good, good, good. What do you need the most right now?
You know, we'll take anything. We had guitar strings, acoustic guitars, horns, violins, trumpets, drumsticks, books, music books. You know, people tend to forget. Even some of the schools that have some instruments in place need accessories and music stands. We always had a big need for, if you remember a couple years ago, which we fulfilled, by the way, but always looking for things like that. Anything musically related that you are not using, go to playitforwardstl.org, and we'll take it.
.org?
Did I say Lorg?
Yes, you did.
Ugh. Let me put this drink down.
I was kidding about the buzz. I was just guessing.
It's a Diet Coke.
Apparently, I am right on the mark. All right. In her other hat, she's always promoting local music. And playitforwardstl.org, another way, too, if you've got a band and you want your music to be featured or us to mention that they're playing somewhere, a great way to reach out, too. So playitforwardstl.org is the website. We can reach out to Sam. So what are you sharing with us this week?
Well, this was fun for me. You know, last week we had the Rock You Fest over at Atomic Cowboy. The 35 bands that showed up, man, it was a huge event. And I'm just going to take a side note, because when I left the show, I walked into the Naked Bike Ride. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Wow. I saw it, you know, in person.
Were you on a bike?
No.
Probably kind of stood up. Were you undressed?
I was overdressed.
Well, then you really stood out then, didn't you?
I really did.
Oh, yeah. We've talked to them a few times. People involved with that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I was a little culture shocked. You know, I wasn't prepared for as much as what I did see. But anyway, that was after a big music event. So back to the music.
And how did that work out? Wasn't that a fundraiser also?
I don't really know much about, the Naked Bike Ride or
no,
the music?
No, the music thing.
No, it wasn't a fundraiser.
Oh.
It was more for just awareness for Play It Forward, which was successful.
Good, glad.
But I met this band there, and here's what I like about them, and this kind of ties in with the whole Play It Forward theme. They put together this band when they were, you know, 13 years old.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to interrupt you because I can. I'm the host. You know, I would talk to people, talk to, you know, women who will say, oh, you know, I was at this bar and I met this guy, you know, and he's kind of cool and I don't know. And when I talk to you, it's always, I was at this bar and I met this band. I just think it's funny because it's always a band.
Anywho.
Did you see Almost Famous? Okay, go right ahead. Tell me more.
Anyway, and I really, really like these kids. And right now, currently, they're 19, 16. Jordan on the vocals and guitar is 19. Logan, 16 on the bass, on the vocals. And Logan, 16 on the drums. They cut their first album. It was a self-entitled five-song CD. They released it last year. It was produced in Red Alert Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. You can check them out at clockworksdl.com, Facebook, Twitter, all over the place. This is kind of fun. They just won a contest from Story of the Year, which is a St. Louis band. And Story of the Year is putting a CD together of St. Louis local artists, a CD compilation.
Oh, really?
And they had a contest, and these kids have won that contest or have been placed. They're like the second chosen. But I was real impressed with their stuff. They have two shows coming up, Lemons August 4th and the Fireberg August 5th. And this is a three-piece, and the band's called Clockwork, and the tune is called Screenplay.
Walk 4 feet. Death can come in and leave when it pleases him, and it pleases him. And I'm just a man lost in reason, but I wandered off too far. I used to say I would wait for you. But you gave up all. Finally out of this system, swear that I've seen you. Trying to hurt the forest, swear that it will soar. Hope that had whispered, says he's ready for
the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. That's Clockwork and a tune called Screenplay, and they're going to end up on a CD very, very soon. In fact, they've already done some of their own stuff and shows that Sam had mentioned. They'll be at Lemons August 43rd. I love your notes. August 43rd, they'll be at Lemons. which is November 2nd, actually, if you... When's August 43rd, dear?
It's August 4th, and at the Firebird, okay. August 5th.
Oh, they're not going to be at the Firebird. That's an exclusive club. They can't come in! So, and these guys are kids. I mean, 16 and 14.
And... Yeah, and this is just proof that, you know, young people do meet in school, and they've got supportive parents and friends and family, and they've got beautiful harmonies. And I've listened to the whole album, or the... You know, the five album CD that's been released. And I love it. I think it's great. And I can see them going places. So, and being linked with Story of the Year is not a bad way to start your young career musically.
Indeed. ClockworkSTL.com for more information. And also the usual locations, Facebook, Twitter. You know, these kids today and their electronics. All right. What else do you have for us?
Track two, Brandon Scherfius, one of my favorites. I love this guy's voice. He's from Farmington, Missouri, like way out.
It's not that far.
Oh, it seems really. Like it's forever. Is it past Arnold or something?
It is a little past Arnold, yes.
Well, I've known Brandon for many years, and I love his voice. He's got a couple albums out, and this was new to me. You can check him out at Brandon S. dot. This is where I can't see. Yolasite.com.
Yolasite.
Yolasite.com. It's a free website.
Yolasite. Yolasite. Brandon, no one's going to find you. Brandon.
You say it.
Dash S. Yolasite.com. There.
Are you wearing your glasses?
I am.
All right, I'm not.
Do we have music from Brandon, or are we just going to talk about him?
No, this is off his album, Long Way Home.
Sorry.
Oh, going to get there?
Sorry, not bad.
Two albums, Long Way Home and Truth and Lies. You can check him out the Friday, August 3rd at Flip Flops Cantina on Big Bend. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Me neither, but I like the name. And Saturday the 4th at Show Me's on the Landing, which is a great venue to see some local live music.
It's the old Muddy Waters from back in the day.
From back in the day.
It's oldsters. And Brandon Scherfius takes us out. Long Way Home, the release. And you can get to Sam online at playitforwardstl.org. Also, we're still looking for those instruments and such. And if you're a band interested in being featured on the program and would like to have Sam butcher the name of your website, send her an email there as well.
I think we've had a very successful show tonight. How about you?
This is one to tape for the ages. We go out with Brandon Scherfius, Long Way Home, and Dan Dirkholtz is coming up in just a few on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, boss.
They don't.